We're back home a few days, so no, it's a, we're settled back into normal routine again. But I was it was probably the last few days after the game. I had a few good days out, so it probably didn't help the jet lag coming on. But we're over that now.
It's been such a long year as well. You must be kind of just happy to have a bit of a break.
Yeah, I'd like that now. Probably it's gonna take a month or two off now and start again. So yeah, it's been a busy year, but don't know, just have to look forward to next year now again and go through all the hard training and build up again for next year.
Colm, trip of a lifetime kind of thing. Tell us about the experience.
Obviously, it's a great experience. For me, anyway, it was different than Aidan. It was my first time experience playing against, I suppose, a professional outfit. As we were playing probably against the best of the Australians, probably. And the day probably didn't do ourselves justice in the game, but overall it was a great experience, you know.
Yeah, and speaking of, like, you did a couple of practice games beforehand as well, Aidan, did you? Over there.
Yeah, we played one practice game against a VFL team. In fairness, they were probably weren't very well prepared for the game, and the scoreline kind of showed that too. But no, like that, it was our first time playing as a group, as 15 and 15, because I suppose we were training for the last 7 or 8 weeks, but we never really had a 15 and 15 game, so that was good for us to prepare for the game. But yeah, it was a great effort was put in by the group. Like I said, we were training for 7 weeks, build up to it, and then we got the one challenge game and before the test, and don't know, we were prepared well for it, but probably just the first quarter we were probably a bit nervous or something. But after that, then we kind of kicked on, and I suppose we just left ourselves a bit of a uphill battle and too much of a scoreline to get back. But yeah, that's the way it goes. But hopefully, I think next year they're bringing in the second test again. And like every fellow was saying after the match, Jesus pity there's not a second test, because we feel ourselves that we would have done better. But don't know, hopefully next year that they'll bring the second test back, and we can show better next year.
Colm, Aidan mentions there 7 weeks of training ahead of it. I certainly wasn't aware that there was that much preparation done ahead of the travelling. That's a big effort, a big commitment, and I don't think most people would be aware of it.
Absolutely. There was probably a trial period for probably 4 weeks, and then there was probably another 6 weeks training. So there was a huge amount of effort put in. Probably you wouldn't, I suppose you wouldn't probably see it if you weren't really in and around the camp. But as I said, the group and the management and everyone put in a huge effort, and we certainly went going over for a hot lane. We went to go over and put in a performance, and as Ian said, we probably left ourselves with too much to do in the second half. And one positive thing was probably in the last quarter. I think we won the last 2 quarters. I think we won, and I think the Aussies were probably up on their feet for the last quarter. So if there was another quarter, you could say you might have catched them. But as Aidan said, it's unfortunate that there wasn't another test, because we were probably just getting used to the game and the tackling intensity of the Australian tackle. So it was a huge amount of effort put in, and it was a great experience, really.
Aidan, as vice captain, was there any extra pressure on you?
No, like that. Every fella, we're all probably big players in our own county team, so every fella had to stand up and be a leader in the team. So like that, it was no extra pressure on me, I suppose. For I was kind of only there if something happened. Michael, really, Michael was the main man and the main talker in the group. So not like that, it was a great honor for myself and to be named vice captain. But I didn't see it as any other extra pressure on top of me.
And Colm, as you mentioned, your first experience of the whole thing, how many of the lads would you have known, obviously aside from Aidan as a teammate, but around the country, how many of them would you have known?
You'd know him, but you'd never really have spent as much time as we did with him. You'd obviously know him, because as Aidan said, they're probably the top players in their own counties, and that's one positive part of it. Great, it's a great way to get to know the other lads. You usually kind of battling with them on the pitch, and I suppose from a personal point of view, I probably got on well with the Northern lads. I spent a lot of time with them, so I was saying to them that we've this year in the league, we've 4 away trips up north, so I was asking a few of them was any beds for a few weeks. But that is a great way to get to know the lads, and in a few weeks now again we'll be probably half and half each other in the league, but it's all Italy, you know.
Then what was it like kind of acclimatising to the climate over in Australia? Did it take a lot out of you? Or
yeah, like that, Melbourne was part. We were in Melbourne for half of it and Perth for the other half. So Melbourne is kind of similar enough to Ireland, in the sense that they call it the city of four seasons. And one day it could be freezing, and then it'd be cold, and it could be raining. But the first few days, right, we went over just trying to. You'd wake up at 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. You'd be ready to go. You'd be because your sleep pattern would be all over the place. But like that, after a few days, you got used to it, and I suppose the test game in Perth, it was fairly warm that night, and it was a massive, like, I think the dimensions of the field was same as Croke Park, so there was plenty of space in the field, and the interchange in the game is vital, because you have to put in such an effort on your own, like that. It's great to be able to go off for 2 or 3 minutes, come back on again, so that was very beneficial to us, especially when we're used to the heat. But I suppose the first quarter, we kind of didn't the whole intensity of the Australians and the heat and everything kind of probably just got to us. And after that, when we got used to it, we're kind of just that's when we started really playing well. And that's it.
I've heard you mention the first quarter now a couple of times. Were you surprised by the intensity of the Aussies? Because, I mean, like, you can train all you want amongst yourselves, but until you go up there and play the game against an Australian team, you kind of don't know what to expect.
Yeah, like that. Like I said, the biggest surprise we got, I'd say, if you were a total outsider and you didn't have a clue of either team, and you ask who is more comfortable with their own ball, you would have said Australians, which was very surprising. But like that, they are the best players in Australia, and a lot of them could put their hand to anything, really. I think they had 7 captains out of the AFL teams that are there at the moment, and they were kicking and they were just moving the ball way better than we were. But like that, when we got to grips, when we actually started to push up on them, that's when they started to take you over the game, and that really set us on our way to get our playing better football. And I remember talking to one of them, Luke Hodge, after the game. He says they just didn't know what to do when we pushed up on them. Like, and so when you hear that, and you're kind of saying, Jesus, Peter, there's not a second test, so I'm not sure that's the way it goes. And I just look forward to next year.
Colm, Aidan talks there about speaking to a professional over in Australia about how he couldn't handle, and I mean this with the greatest of respect, a group of amateurs from Ireland, because it says an awful lot about our game that you can challenge, albeit in defeat last week, but you can challenge a professional outfit like that.
Absolutely, yeah. Like, even talking to even Paul Early, the manager, was saying that probably 10 or 12 years ago, there was probably a huge gap in relation to the kind of strength and conditioning between the professional Australians and, so, as the amateur GA players. But over the last few years, you can see that gap narrowing, and that just shows the effort that's involved in I suppose being a GA player. And that's a great testament to all the players, really. That, like, they're obviously their professions, that's their job. They go to their job going to work is probably going to the gym, going training, whereas it was us in the JF to go do a job and then do training after. So I think the gap is definitely narrowing, and it's nice to be able to pitch ourselves against the top Australians and see that there's not a huge gap. And it is nice to even, and the whole experience, like, it's nice that you're living like a profession for 2 weeks. Suppose you're getting up, you're training every day, you have meetings, whatever. It's a great experience to experience that kind of lifestyle, and it was a very enjoyable experience.
And you got a good insight into that lifestyle, Ciarán Sheehan. I believe Aidan brought you to see his life as a professional now.
Yeah, he took us around Carlton's training facility, and it's unreal to see it. Like, and just to see, even in their gym, they had written up what their program was that day, and like a lot of stuff they do is similar to a lot of stuff we do. Like, and it's great that it was great to meet up with him and to just see what his life is like now. Like, and I grew up with Ciarán, like, and just to see what he's doing now is great. And he's absolutely flying over there, and hopefully I may continue for him over there as well. So it's just like that. It's like Colm said, it's there. Put yourself against professionals, fellas that are on crazy money. I think I heard Nat Nui is after signing a new contract, $1 million a year or something like that, and there he was playing alongside you in the field, like, kind of against him. I know he's absolute massive man, but it's just like that. It's a great experience, and it's kind of disappointing the way people kind of think, who cares about that competition, all you're going over is it's a rubbish game and all this, like. But when you get like that, I think the biggest problem is that people actually don't know what the rules are of the game. They're kind of they said Ireland or player straight at the end, they turn it on, they're watching it, and they actually don't know what's happening. They see a fellow with a ball, and then a fellow come up behind and pull him down to the ground, and the man that pulls him down to the ground wins a free, and they're like, what's that about? Like, so I just think it's naivety of other people that actually don't know what's going on, and if they did actually know the rules, that they'd actually enjoy it. And from the response we got from the game the last day, I think it was a great showcase for the game, like, and it just showed, like, when it's played right and when it's played, when there's two even teams, that it is actually a great game. And for us as amateurs, it's our only opportunity, our only chance to ever play, represent our country, like. And for people to be downing the competition and to say, oh, what's the point of doing it and all this, for us as players, we absolutely, it's a great honour and a great achievement for us personally to be able to play our part in the green jersey and represent our country.
Yeah, but having spent time with Kieran at his club and, as you say, play alongside or against a player who's earning $1 million, after the year you're after putting in, Aidan, with the hurling and the football and that commitment, is there a party that wonders, you know, what if, and, you know, be able to, you know, play at a professional level like that, and you do so much of it at an amateur level, like?
Yeah, like Colin said as well, for the last 2 or 3 weeks we were living and playing like professionals. And so I suppose that of course you're going to say, what if, geez, what if I was doing this all the time, what would it be like? And so I suppose that day is gone now. Back when I was minor, probably I would have absolutely loved to do it, but as things have gone and progressed and the way things have happened, I'm delighted that I just stayed around. And it's just probably, it was already like that. Nothing ever happened in there, so it would have been nice, sorry, at the time. But don't look back at it; it all worked out in there.
What about you, Colin?
No, I was telling Kieran that when we were showing him around Carlton, the facilities were top class. I was telling him that we're building a place of that in Páirc Uí Chaoimh now, trying to entice him home, but I don't think he was buying it. But yeah, obviously it was, as Aidan said, it's a great experience, the professional lifestyle. Mm. Just training every day, but as you say, it kind of sounds great, but like it's actually very hard. You're on, it's in the middle of pre-season at the moment, he said his training is horrendous, so it is, some people look at it and they think there's a great lifestyle, but obviously you have to work very hard for it too, you know.
Mm. And come the Irish crowd over there as well was fantastic, probably about a 60-40 split in favour of the Aussies, but it must have been fantastic to see all the Irish people, all the county jerseys around the place.
Absolutely, yeah. I think that's why they probably held it in part, because there's a huge Irish...
Half of Cork is over there, yeah.
There's a huge Irish and Cork contingent in Cork, in part. And even after the game, and like even we were going around, I was meeting and greeting the fans that came after the game, said there was still 20,000-30,000 people half an hour after the game is finished. And it's a great way for them, I suppose. It brings back a bit of home. Like, some people are out there by choice, and some people probably had to immigrate for work, and it's great to, I suppose, be connected with Irish. And it was great even to out support the Australians in their backyard. I think they were kind of, even the first half, because we didn't give much to show about, but as the second half came in, you could feel the energy coming from the crowd, and they were just bullying for us to get back into the game. Yeah.
And you know, you've mentioned it already, Aidan, the future of the competition is safe anyway, but it was probably one of the best aspects about this year's test, is that it was that bit more competitive and Ireland didn't just steamroll the Aussies, there was more competition, even though it was in defeat.
Yeah, like that, I suppose the last two times it's been on, it was kind of a one-sided affair, and it was just great that it was competitive. Sure, I know it was disappointing to lose the test, but it was great that the Aussies are putting out their full strength team. And for us, like, we put in like that ever since I came in or started in 2011. We put in a massive effort into it, and we trained as hard and prepared as best we could, and to actually get play the test in, and that to play a team that's not really has the same commitment as yourself, the last two occasions, it's disappointing. But this year, no, that's it, We're delighted to when Australia named their squad. We knew straight away that they mean business this year, and they're going to give the respect that the series deserves. And we're all delighted that it's continuing. And I looked there at certain time or certain period that it was going to be finished up. It was going to be sacked, like, so. But like I've heard Liam O'Neill saying that, like, the GAA is what is the GAA is 130 years old. Is it started when 130 years ago, and the international rules is only 30 years old. So when you look at it that way, it's a young competition, and it's still developing. Like, if you for the GAA, if you go back when GAA was 30 years old to what it is now, it's continuously evolved and transformed, and so it's still a young sport, like, and it still needs to be fine-tuned and altered and changed, and hopefully, really do hope that it continues, and that it just improves and people get behind it, and maybe we're looking for they're bringing it to two tests next year, and hopefully, you never know what could happen down the years to come, that it could go to five or six tests. It might be something that could expand and evolve, like.
Colm, the last time you were in here, you were in crutches. You must be delighted to put all that injury hell behind you and kind of wrap it all off with the international rules.
Yeah, it was bringing back bad memories. The last time I was in here, twice, just talking about the knee injuries. But thankfully, we're talking about something different.
Yeah, exactly.
Something better. But touch wood, I've had no setbacks or no ill effects of the injury. And if you said to me a few years ago that you'd be going over to Australia representing your country. In here talking when I was in the crutches, I would have laughed at you. But it's funny how things turn around, and just hopefully this year, I'm hoping for a run with an injury free year. Yeah.
Does it come into your mind at all? Because I often think for a player that's been hit by an injury a couple of times, when you're out there playing in the game, do you worry about it, like, and doing it again?
No, I suppose when you come back for the first three or four games, you're probably worrying about it. Right, it's probably in the back of your mind if. Geez, if I go into this ball now again, you're kind of, I suppose, repeating the incidents over in your head. But I suppose with time and with games and with training, that kind of all goes away, and you just forget about it, really. I suppose you have to be confident in the work you've done in the gym, and you have to, I suppose, be confident that, look, the knee is right and it's strong. And I suppose people were saying you're mad going over there in Australia playing the international rules with the injuries you've had, and said that's an ideal opportunity for to be actually rugby tackled. And but look, it could happen down the street, it could happen in a train, and you can't be living your life thinking what if, and but the opportunity came, and I'm just delighted to take it. Just touching back on Aidan's point about the Australians, I think last year they were probably a bit embarrassed in the defeat and the manner, and I think they've said it publicly, and as Aidan was said with when we heard the team was named, we knew that they meant business, and I suppose they're a proud nation, and we were going off to their backyard, and they weren't going to lie down. And I suppose it's a great testament for the international rules going forward that they're going to play the best of the best. And I suppose that's, as GAA players, that's what we want to be, pitting yourself against the best,
Yeah.
And Aidan, just looking ahead to next year, but you just focusing on the one code, and I imagine it was a tough decision, but on the other hand, kind of a relief that people aren't asking you constantly, what are you going to do next year?
Yeah, I suppose like that. It was like, it went down for a while, and it was a very hard decision to make. Like, like playing with Colm Lowe and the boys for the last 5 or 6 years, and it's thought of not going training or playing with them. It's hard, and it'll be hard in the next few months when you see him on TV playing. But like, I just felt last year was very disappointing for myself personally, in the sense that I felt I didn't perform to the what I'm capable of performing to, and I just feel that I've been very fortunate and lucky that I've been able to win a lot in football, and I just feel that if I just see what happens to give the hurling one right go for the year and see what happens, but hopefully down the road we get the opportunity to play football again and give Colm a few belts in training.
We're still talking, Emma.
Yeah, we're still talking after a few weeks, but I'm just looking forward to knowing, just want to get the head down and focus on it.
Is there an All-Ireland in that team next year, do you think?
Oh yeah, 100%. I think there's an All-Ireland book. That's that was the hardest thing about it. There's an All-Ireland book, hurling and football in Cork, and that's just that's the great thing about being from Cork. Cork will always compete and always be thereabouts when it comes to All-Ireland series, and I no doubt the players are definitely there, and the management is there as well, and it's just last year was great. We won the Munster. We hadn't won a trophy in 8 years, so it's good to get that or to win that last year, but it was very disappointing disappointing against Tip in the semi final. So, Joe, we have a lot to prove to ourselves next year, and we're up in Division 1 as well. So, that will be a big step up from last year as well. So, no, looking forward to it. Even last Tuesday, I know we got our medals for the Munster last year, and Joe, fellas are really eager and enthusiastic. And they're back training already, but they're just going to take a few weeks off now. And but like that, fellas are champion debating, can't wait to get back and for the league to start.
And Colm, yourself then with the footballers, you've had a nice end to your footballing year with the international rules, but I imagine everybody there eager to get going again now and back in for 2015.
Yeah, I suppose we weren't happy the way, I suppose, the finish last year against Mayo, and so that's all put to bed now, and the lads are back with another week or two and back next week. So look, by all accounts, they're training hard and everything's going well. So as I say, we've a tough league campaign ahead of us this year. I think our first game is Dublin at home. I think we might have, as I said earlier, maybe four trips up north. So it's gonna test the team, the strength and depth in the team, and it's gonna give players opportunities to step up. There's no better place to, I suppose, test yourself up in Belly Buffet on a Sunday afternoon or up in Healy Park in Tyrone. So as I say, we have a tough league, so that's our main focus then, is to put in farms in the league now, and as I say, hopefully we get a good run of it this year.
Excellent stuff, boys. Thanks so much, Colin.
No, not about it, thanks.
Man.